主啊，你在充满我们的全人。
Fill us now and fill our whole person.
主啊，我们在这里愿是一个倒空的器皿，但是是因为你十字架的工作在我们的身上。
Because of your work, Lord, we pour out ourselves.
所以我心有空处为你留。
So that we have a room in our heart for you.
检查人心的神啊，你知道我们每一个人的光景。
Lord, you look in our hearts and you know us.
你是全能的神，全有全足全丰的一位。
You are Almighty God.
叫我们能够靠着你，靠着加给我们的力量呢，我们凡事都能行，都能彰显你的荣耀。
Through you, through the strength that you give us, we can do all things.
主叫说的听的都在你的灵里面被你来开启。
And may those who hear and speak are all in your spirit.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
And pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主，我们今天一起再来思想这个题目。竭力追求得着基督。
Praise the Lord that we can come before you and share this topic. Press on to gain Christ.
刚弟兄带我们读的腓立比书的第三章第八节到第十六节里面，在这里在第八节的时候特别讲到他保罗他自己的经历。
Our brother just led us to read Philippians chapter 3, verse 8 through 16. And especially on verse 8, it talks about Paul's experience.
他说他将万事当作有损的，以认识主耶稣基督为至宝。
And he said that, I consider all things a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of Jesus Christ my Lord.
为着这一个宝贵的认识基督，他愿意丢弃万事，看作粪土。
And because of this, he is willing to consider all things lost and consider them rubbish.
为要得着基督。
That he may gain Christ.
King James 的翻译本里面把这个以得着基督翻成赢得基督。
In the King James translation, this gain is.Apprehend.
你要，因为为什么赢得？因为这要花努力，花上代价。当然，我们说实话，在主面前，我们没有什么靠自己夸口的。但是，我们要知道这件事情，我们要接力，要向着标杆跑。要赢得的是基督的自己。
And even though we don't have anything that we can boast, but this apprehend means that we have to put some work into it, that there's a price to pay.
所以我们今天要交通的第一点就是得着基督是基督徒追求的目标。
So today we want to talk about the goal of a Christian is to pursue and press on to gain Christ.
这里说到认识基督。
Here it talks about knowing Christ.
我们举个例子，人，我们为了认识地球，就照着地球一定的比例做了一个东西，叫做地球仪。
And for us, when we want to know about the Earth, we have to know the positioning of the globe.
所以这个球叫做 globe， 叫做地球仪。
So this is called the globe。
在地球仪上面呢，有接连南北的线，南北极的线，它叫做经线。
And on this globe, we define these lines called longitude, which runs north and south。
还有一条线是跟它垂直的，是地球表面。那个某一个点，它随着地球自转的时候，所那个行走那个轨迹叫做纬线。
And then there is another set of lines that runs perpendicular to it that is according to the rotation of the Earth. It's called the latitude.
当我们测量这个经纬度的时候，经纬线的时候，就确定地球上那个位置，也可以告诉我们方向，说是它是导航的里面很重要的一个工具。
And so when we put the latitude and longitude together, we can position our, where you are on the earth, and it is a, becomes a very important navigation tool.
一个人的人生也是有迹可循的。
And in our life, we also have tracks that we can trace.
从他所走过的地方，那个叫做地理，从他所经过的年日，是它的历史，就好像经线、经纬线可以测量它的位置，看定它的方向。
And where we've been, it's the geography. And where the time that we have passed is our history. And based on that, we can determine where we were and our directions.
对要认识它的人，这是一个很好的导航的重要工具。
So for those of us who want to know that person, this is a very good navigation tool.
当人发现这个道理的窍的时候，他放了个卫星到这边，所以今天有卫星导航系统，从外面看里面，看地球。
And today we have the satellites which can determine the positions through GPS.
我们对耶稣的认识。
And to know Christ.
你看他从马槽经过十字架，一直到宝座，它的历史。
From the manger to the cross to the throne, we can know him through his history.
从伯利恒他的出生地，经过加利利、耶路撒冷，一直钉死在加略山上。
And from Bethlehem where he was born to Galilee to Jerusalem and to the Mount Calvary where he was crucified.
叫我们认识他是从先从降卑后被高升。
So let us know him from being first humbled and then exalted.
知道他实在是基督，是永生神的儿子。
So that we know that he is Christ, he is the Son of the living God.
因为你看到他的王权。
Because you see his sovereignty.
你看到他把人带到神的面前。
And you saw that he brought people before God.
你要我们知道他就是神的发表，就是那个话。
And you know that he is the representation of God. He's also the word of God.
他是一个完全的人，跟一般的人有不同。
He is a perfect man. He's different from other people.
在人生的来讲，他是先有传记，才有他的历史。
And from man,We first have a biography, then we have our history.
不是在基督的身上，我们从旧约里面他没有诞生以前，说所有的启示就已经看到他的 biography， 然后他的出生两千多年前在地上所显明的就成了他的历史的轨迹。
And but for Christ, through the Old Testament and all the prophecies, we can see that his biography ahead of time, and then when he came to the earth.He lived out the history and fulfilled the prophecies.
从圣经里保罗的书信里面也知道保罗这个人。
And from Paul's epistles, we can also know about Paul.
我们交通过他，他从大树到大马色的路上，一直走到亚拉伯的旷野，以及一直到最后他所行所走的福音的路，一直把福音传到罗马，最后在罗马寻道。
And with Paul, we shared that he from Tarsus, he went through the wilderness of the Arabia, and then he also through his missionary journeys to.To Rome, where he laid down his life.
所以从他所行走的路，他的地理，所从他人生中的历史，我们也可以看到他的基督是他追求的目标。
And so from the path that he has taken, and from his history, we can see that Christ is the goal of his pursuit.
在圣经里，他有十三卷书是他写的。
In the New Testament, there are 13 books written by Paul.
当他在大马色在光中遇到这位复活的主的时候
when Jesus was, when, when, uh, Paul was in Damascus, on the road of Damascus, and he met with this Lord.
他就把他整个的经历写在他的传记的里面, 有他的同工, 路加也写在使徒行传的里面。
And he wrote his history and the his biography and the in the books, and also Luke also wrote that in Acts.
我们在圣经上编排保罗书信的次序是按照道理的长进的次序来讲的。
And the order of the books in the New Testament is according to the growth of our spiritual life.
你看他在我们在读圣经的时候，有解经圣经的人总是告诉我们，你这一卷书有一个锁字，有一个开启这一篇整个信息的这一篇书信的那个钥匙。
And these books have a lock, and there's a key to open these these books.
罗马书讲义,
and Romans talk about righteousness.
你听听他在罗马书讲到，他说神的义在这个福音上显明出来。
And we hear Paul said that the righteousness of God is manifested.
这是根基,
and this is the foundation.
基督,
Christ.
跟他什么关系呢？
What is the relationship
between 跟所有信的人什么关系呢?
What is the relationship between 义人必因信得生。 The righteous shall live by faith.
再听哥林多前后书讲到智慧，讲到安慰。
And 1st and 2nd Corinthians talk about wisdom.
但是他听他怎么说，他在那蒙召的人，基督总是神的能力，神的智慧。
And it says that for Christ is the power. God is the power and the wisdom.
这是基督,
and this is Christ.
跟他什么关系?
And what is the relationship?
神又使他，神基督成为我们，成为他的智慧、公义、圣洁跟救赎。
And Christ becomes our wisdom, righteousness. Holiness and redemption.
哥林多后书讲到安慰，他是说到你在基督里的安慰。
And in 2 Corinthians talks about the comfort in Christ.
加拉太书说到信心，说到faith.
And Galatians talk about faith.
他说到基督的时候，他说基督是照着我们父神的旨意，为我们的罪舍了自己。
And it tells us that Christ, through the Father's will, He died for us.
跟他什么关系?
And what is the relationship?
他救我们脱离这个罪恶的时代。
So that we can be, be taken from this sinful world.
以弗所书讲到在基督里。
And Ephesians talk about in Christ.
他就讲到在基督里神赐给我们天上各样的属灵的福气。
And it says that God gives us all the blessings in this heavenly realm.
腓立比书我们是最近一直追求的，讲到那个gain，那个益处。
And Philippians talk about this what we gain.
他是为了基督，得着基督，他要放掉一切。
And because he wants to gain Christ, he's willing to give up everything.
哥罗西书也是讲到在基督里，可是讲基督里的完全。
Colossians also talks about in Christ, but it's the fullness of the fullness that is being in Christ.
所以他就想说，神本性一切的丰富都是有形有体的在基督里，这是基督。
And it says that Christ has the fullness of the deity lives in the bodily form.
跟你我基督徒有什么关系?
So, what is the relationship between for the Christians?
我们在他里面也得了丰盛。
Because in him we gain the fullness.
帖撒罗尼迦前书、后书都是讲到等候基督的来临。
First and Second Thessalonians talks about waiting for His coming.
他告诉我们说，那要等候他儿子从天再回来、再降临。他就是那个从前从死里复活的那一位，他要再来救离我们将来的愤怒的耶稣。
He is the one who is coming for, from heaven, and he is the one that is raised from the dead and who rescues us from the coming wrath.
所以他教导我们什么关系？
So again, what is the relationship?
他说：“你们要学在基督里的忍耐。”
He says, "We have to learn about the perseverance in Christ."
保罗写的传记里面，跟他所行的路，我们看见保罗所追求的乃是要得着基督，是他追求的目标。
And in his biography, Paul talks about that the goal of his pursuit is.To gain Christ.
这也是我们每一位基督徒的心路历程，得着基督是基督徒的追求的目标。
And for every one of us Christians, this is our spiritual life, a spiritual journey.
但是保罗继续讲。
And Paul continues to tell us.
我要赢得基督。
I have to win over Christ.
那是我的目标。
And that's my goal.
可是我不是已经得着了，已经完全了，乃是要竭力追求。
But it's not that I have already obtained all this.
竭力追求什么呢？
And I have to press on and take hold.
他说了，他在三章十二节说得很清楚，他不是追求我们要追求的东西，他要追求的是得着基督，所以得着他的。
And in Philippians 3:12, he's very clear in that he wants to take hold of that for which Christ has took hold of me.
我们在交通了很长一段时间呢，我们今天可以知道，基督是怎么得着保罗的。
And we've shared this for a long time, so today we can know how did Christ take hold of Paul?
是不是他的宝血？
Is it his precious blood?
是不是他从死里的复活？
Is it from his resurrection?
是不是他升上高天，掳掠了众仇敌？
Is it and he has he had risen to the heavens and captured the enemies.
是不是他要再来？
Is it because he will come again?
因为基督跟他的十字架叫保罗，他赢得了保罗，得着了保罗，他对保罗发现这一条道路。
And because of Christ and his cross, he won over Paul.
所以说我是要得着基督，但是我不是以为我已经得着了，我已经完全了，我乃是要竭力追求。追求什么呢？追求呢，在基督耶稣里所以得着我的那一条路。
And yes, we want to gain Christ, but not that we have already obtained all this, but have been already made perfect, but press on to take hold of Christ, take hold of what Christ has taken hold of us.
一个罪人
A sinner
在神的面前是没有地位的。
In, before God, we have no status.
但是他能够因信得到一个地位，被神称义的地位。
And we can, but because of faith, we can be justified before God.
他为什么能够得到这个地位呢？就是因为他知道基督的方法，是因为是基督钉在十字架上，满足了神义公义的要求，成了那个挽回祭，叫这个信的人能够在神的面前有能够跟神和好，有一个称义的地位。这是路。
Just because we know that, because of the Christ has died for us and he becomes a redemption for us. That is the way.
不仅仅这样。
Not only that.
不仅仅有个地位。
Not only we have a position.
我们上次已经交通过，他还要在神面前能够活着。
He also has to live before God.
他是因信成圣。
And he is sanctified by faith.
他不仅仅是圣徒，他还要有圣洁的生活。
Not only is he a saint, but he also has to have a sanctified life.
可是我们仍然是有这个身体，有这个肉体。
But we still have this body.
我们仍然活在这个世界的里面。
And we still live in this world.
我们还是有一个自己的意思。
And we have ourselves.
他发现那拯救他的那个路，也就是带领他一生的路，在这里过圣洁生活，怎么能够胜过罪恶的权势？如何胜过世界？能够胜过肉体？能够胜过他自己？
And he knows that this he has to be he has to overcome flesh, overcome the world.
这是路。
And this is the way.
他说他当万物都在叹息的时候，他说这个身体啊，一天一天的朽坏。
And when the world sighs, he says, my body is deteriorating every day.
他说但是他要等到有一天，当我们的主再回来的时候，这一个身体要变成一个荣耀的身体，一个不会朽坏的身体。
And one day when Christ comes again, this body will become a glorious body of,and one that would not perish.
正正在等待的时候，他说不是盼望，那如果看见，当然没有看见，他说等候这个事情还没有发生，他说是一个盼望。
And this has not happened yet, and this is a hope.
他盼望的时候，他说我这个连祷告都很软弱，都不知道怎么祷告了。他说但是圣灵，神的自己，用说不出的叹息为我们代求。
And he,In this hope, he is still weak. He doesn't even know how to pray. But he said that the Holy Spirit would pray for us, intercede for us.
这个祷告，他说叫万事互相效力，就叫爱神的人得益处。
And this prayer is God who make all things good for those who love Him.
什么益处？我们从保罗在书信里面可以知道，原来他可以被磨成神的儿子的样式，这才是万事互相效力的目的。
And that it is to mold us into the likeness of His Son.
他要神的儿子基督要领众子进到荣耀里去。
And Christ will lead all the sons into glory.
所以说，这一个路。是保罗天天蒙拯救的路。
And this way is the way that Paul is saved daily.
实际上对，因为对他的主说，一基督说他是个苦难，因为是受咒诅的。在他的语言的逻辑里面没有这个字，因为受咒诅的怎么可能是弥赛亚呢？
In the cross is like it's a shame, it's also cursed. But in his mind, this is not true because how can the Messiah be cursed?
但是他被改变。
And he has been changed.
原来那个钉十字架的耶稣，原来他的神学里面只有弥赛亚，没有十字架的。
And in his own learning from there is a Messiah, but there is no cross.
当他发现他被基督所得着的时候，他发现这一位钉十字架的基督就是他的拯救。
But when Christ gained him, he knows that this crucified Lord is his salvation.
所以他说，十字架的拯救对主说是个苦难，对我来讲是一个拯救，是一个释放。
So he said that the salvation of the cross is his freedom.
天天从这个世界的环的捆锁里面、肉体里面来得拯救。
And so it frees him from this body daily.
我们早上在福音组弟兄那个提醒我们，又带我们到创世纪里面看到当时。是怎么犯罪，怎么成为你吃的日子就是死的。
This morning in our gospel group, a brother led us to go back to look at Genesis when it remind us of how we, the original sin, they, how we were to die when we sin.
夏娃吃了, 亚当也吃了,
Eve ate, and so did Adam.
那个试探是什么呢?
So what is the temptation?
你吃了就如神知道善恶,
when you eat, you would be like God. You would know good between good and evil. You're just like God.
骄傲,
pride.
是我,
me.
他说果子可以好做食物啊。
It looks good. You can you can eat it.
是肉体是有需要的，但是肉体受到试探。
Yes, we have a need in our body, but we've been tempted.
果子是可做眼目的，是很可喜爱的。
And this fruit looks delicious.
眼目的情欲。
The lust of the eyes.
更重要，神说的话不顺服。
More importantly, did not obey the word of God.
其实我们在我们孩子，我们自己身上常常发现，你叫我这么做，我就偏偏这么做。
And it happens on to us also. If you ask me to do it this way, I do it another way.
结果就受了试探，受了魔鬼仇敌的试探。可是，在显出来的呢，却是肉体、眼目、自己跟世界。And
we're tempted by the devil, and what comes out is our lust and our sins of this world.
今天，当我们的主在地上的时候，他到了旷野的被圣灵到旷野的时候，受到撒旦试探的时候，这个仇敌也是用同样的东西来试探我们的主。Our
Lord, when he was led to the wilderness and was tempted, he was also tempted by the same things.
你吩咐石头变饼。
And you can turn these stone into bread.
你看看天下的万国与万国的荣华。
Look at the glory of this kingdom.
你要不然就从殿顶下跳下去。
Or you can jump from the temple.
还是肉体、眼目跟今生的骄傲，他想要试探主，但是我们的主胜过仇敌。
It's still lust of the eyes and the pride.
保罗自己经过十字架的拯救。
Paul was through Paul was saved through the cross.
所以说，在加拉太书第五章24节，他就告诉我们，他说，凡是属基督的耶稣的人呢，就是把自己的肉体跟肉体的邪情私欲都钉在十字架上。And
in Galatians, Paul told us that we take all our sins and crucified it on the cross.
到第六章第十四节，他又解释，又说明那个世界跟我是怎么的。他那个原来他自己世界也钉在十字架上，我也这个己也钉在十字架上。十字架是他的拯救的路。And
in chapter 6, he talks about that his body was crucified, and so is his passion and desires.
基督的十字架。 是我们所有基督徒蒙恩的路，也是我们天天蒙拯救的路。
And this cross is our salvation every day.
不是已经得着了。
It's not that we've already taken hold.
不是没有得着，是那个屈己的态度。
And it's not that we didn't have, but it is the attitude of humble.
你都装满了，你怎么还装得下任何的东西呢？
If you're already full, how can you get more?
它不是已经完全了，但是却要有一个完全追求像神基督一样的完全的心。
We're not already perfect, but we have to have the attitude that we want to pursue perfection.
我要竭力的去追求得着那个基督耶稣，所以得着我的。So
we have to press on to take hold of what Christ has already taken hold of.
当我们预备今天的讲章的时候，想到这里的时候，我就想到上一次，我就是想到我们的主，我以色列人在历史中从出埃及要到迦南地。
When I was preparing this message, I was thinking, I thought about the Israelites going through the wilderness to the land of Canaan.
是谁应许的地?
It is the promised land of God.
但是到了加底斯送了十二个探子上去。
And when they got to Kadesh, they sent 12 spies.
十个人回来说, 那里面有巨人,像我们像蚱蜢一样。
And they said, 10 of them came back and said, there are giants there who look like grasshoppers.
只有两个人说, 我们应该去, 这是神允许我们, 是牛奶与蜜之地, 你看这个天地之差。
And there are two people who said, that's a land of milk and honey, that's a promised land, we should go.
那些人是我们的食物啊。
And those giants are our food.
所以我在主面前有点祷告。
So I have a prayer before God.
我们在这里像常常我们在这里交通的，我们到底在这里报告那一个牛奶与蜜之地呢，还是在这里报告那上面有巨人可怕？我们是软弱的，我们是消极的，我们是。
What are we reporting here? Are we reporting the land of milk and honey that God has promised us, or are we just talking about the what we are facing a giant and we will fail.
我们遇到一点难处的时候，常常说，主为什么要这么做？
And when we're faced with difficulties, many times we say, Lord, why would, do we have to go through this?
放弃了。
We give up.
逆来顺受吧，反正他是神也搞不过他。
We'll just bear that. We can't stand up against that.
No, no, 这不是圣经的启示。
This is not the revelation of the Bible.
你要竭力向前。
You have to press on.
你要，你已经得着了基督，你已经复活，所有的基督徒都经历过这一个死里复活的经历，知道十字架的恩典，同样这个恩典要带我们进到荣耀里去。
You have already gained Christ. You already have been saved. And this will bring you into glory.
保罗在十三封信里面写了信有七个教会。
And there's 13 epistles and to seven different churches.
罗马书写给罗马的教会。
Romans to the church in Rome.
哥林多写给哥林多神的教会并雅盖亚的众圣徒。
And Corinthians, book of Corinthians, as first and second Corinthians.
加拉太是写给加拉太的各个教会。
And Galatians to the church in Galatia.
以弗所是在写给以弗在以弗所的众圣徒。
And Ephesians to the saints in Ephesus.
腓立比、哥罗西、泰撒罗尼迦。
Philippians, Colossians, Thessalonians.
在这七个教会的里面。
In these seven churches,
在保罗写这个时候，教会是一个正常的光景。
And during that time, the church has the normal situation.
但是不是没有 saturation.
But it's not without situation.
你看看哥林多教会，大家都读过哥林多前后书吗？
And you've all read 1st and 2nd Corinthians.
你看看。 这个加拉太教会里面有人传隔离，有人传回，要他拉他们回去，还遵守基督已经成就的律法来作为得救的。他说：“你们跟从圣灵，你怎么今天你们跑哪里去了呢？是谁传这个？不是这个，不是我传的福音啊。”
He was talking about being saved according to the laws, but this is not the gospel that Paul was preaching.
如果你们有愿意，你们仔细的去读这七个教会的实际的光景，但是听听保罗怎么在信心里面说什么。他说：“我深信啊，在你们心里完道上工的，必要成全真功，直到基督耶稣的日子。”
If you carefully read these seven about these seven churches, see how what Paul was in faith, what he was telling these churches that the good work that God has started will be complete.
他说这个赐平安的神啊，一定会使你们全然成圣的。
And the God that gives peace will sanctify you.
会保守你们到基督耶稣降临的时候完全无可指责。
And so that you will be blameless in the days that he comes again.
那招你们的是信实的，他必成就这事。
And he is faithful, and he will fulfill these.
保罗得到那个路，他的执事，保罗的执事就是建立教会的执，建立的执事就是叫教会成长的执事。
And his work is to
is for church.
Is for the church.
Yeah. And for church's growth.
And for the growth of the church.
Yeah.所以呢，在保罗的里面，在信心的里面，他虽然有这些有一些难处，但是他是说正常，他在这个情况之下，他在信心里面相信，不知道别的，只知道基督跟他定的十字架。
So even though there are some difficulties, but he said that in faith he only knows Christ and the cross.
不完全中竭力追求完全的心，靠着耶稣基督的恩典。
In the imperfection, we pursue perfection.
竭力 ，excuse me， 竭力追求那个基督所以赢所得着他的那条路。
So press on to take hold of that for which Christ has taken hold of me.
他也是如此的勉励着神的家。
And It's the same way he encourages the family of God.
因为他知道基督教会是基督的身体。
Because he knows that the church is the body of Christ.
是要充满万有的，充满的丰满。
And is to fill all things.
那怎么会教会会他在以弗所书怎么会有皱纹呢、啊？这个皱纹跟这个玷污，这个污玷污的，这个怎么会有 wrinkle 一定是老化，对不对 ？Like me， 是老化，对不对？这教会怎么会老化？因为里面有肉体。教会怎么会污染呢？因为有世界。
Why is the church would have wrinkles? It's because of contamination. Why would the church has blemish because of the world?
Yeah. 但是同样的方式，保罗所得着的，告诉基督的教会，告诉他说，你要彰显基督丰满，还是要回到基督跟他的十字架这条路上。
And if you want to manifest the fullness of Christ, you still have to get back to Christ and His cross.
等到最后一位就是老约翰的时候，他写启示录，也写了七个教会。
And John in his In his last days, he also wrote about the seven. Also wrote to seven churches.
你从地来讲，他就是在那里，因为他在拔摩岛上，他看到对面的时候，那个真的就是有七个教会在那里啊。
And according to geography, those are the churches that is around him.
他的定位，地理的定位，就是那一个纬线啊，经纬线的纬线。
And this.Latitude and longitude is where he is.
可是从历史上来看，他历史历代的众教会的里面，他看到这是时间，这是一个经线。
And through history, you see that the growth of the church and where the churches were.
从经线往下里面定到一个教会的位置。
And through the latitude and longitude, there is a position of the church.
七个教会，五个受到责备的。
And it's in the seven churches, five of them were rebuked.
教会里面有撒旦的教会。
And in the churches,
那不是基督的教训，是耶比邪的教训。
It's the teaching of Jezebel.
但是，听听这一位主跟他说， 这是我的金灯台。
But listen to the Lord. He said, "These are my golden lampstands."
教会好像外面老化，好像玷污而荒凉了。
And on the outside, it looks like that the church is wrinkled.
可是我可以在圣灵呼召，偶尔可以听他从里面招呼招出他的得胜者，是为了教会而得胜的人。
And the church is through.Is called out, the overcomers are called out from the church, even though there are wrinkles and blemishes. When we read the Revelations,
we can see that this deceiver is the first person who has been overcome.
And we see that these overcomers are the people that are won over by God.
到了十四章，叫我们看到教会被撒在好像麦子一样，好像撒在世界里面，有麦子也有麦子。
And we see in chapter 14, we see that the church is like seed that was sown among the weeds.
可是在这里有一般人。是羔羊无论往哪里去他们都跟随。
But there is this group of people that no matter where the Lamb of God is, they followed.
教会是耶稣基督的见证。
The church is the testimony of Jesus Christ.
是要彰显基督的荣耀的。
Is to manifest his glory.
虽然这样子的情况神还是在这里。你看看到了最后新耶路撒冷下降的时候是羔羊为灯羔羊为殿。
And even though with the situation you can see that the lamb in the New Jerusalem the lamb is the light the lamb is the temple.
保罗告诉我们所有的基督徒我们不要以为有得着了不要以为完全但是我们不是失败主义也不是完美主义我们乃是竭力追求追求呢基督在我们身上已经得着我们的那一个方法那条道路
And Paul tells us that it's not that we have already obtained this and it's not defeatism or that we have been made perfect not perfectionism butPress on to take hold of that which Christ Jesus has taken hold of me.
但是他继续讲。
And he continues to say,
我还是不是以为我已经得着了。
I don't think I've already obtained this.
我只有一件事。
There's only one thing.
The one thing I do.
The one thing I do.
就是忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
It's forgetting those that is behind me.And reaching forth for those that are before me.
要得到神在基督耶稣里面从上头召我来的奖赏。
So that I can press on to get the prize that God called heavenward in Christ Jesus.
基督的丰富不是我们所能够非怎么讲言语所能形容，非笔墨所能形容。
And the abundance of Christ is not word can describe or written by with pen.
我记得有一次弟兄交通的时候，他讲到那个牛顿，是上次是不是我们弟兄也教到牛顿
？Is it one of the brothers shared about Newton?
他举个例子，我们来做一个比方。他说我在知识这个所谓的茫茫大海的知识的领域里面，我说大海那个知识的领域太广泛了。
And he said, I'm looking at the sea of knowledge.
他说我不过是捡到一个贝壳。
I've only just picked up a shell.
很好。
It's very good.
很真实。
It's true.
但是还没完。
But that's not the end.
基督太丰富了。
The crisis.
所以我们不要以为已经抓到了那个窍就可以。 但是还是要接力，还是要向着标杆跑，得跑，向着标杆跑。
So it's not only we have grab hold of the secret, but we continue to press on.
像我们诗班弟兄姊妹给我们的信息一样。
It's like the message that our choir has given us.
但是你要跑，谁是目标呢？刚刚我们讲，基督是我们的目标。
So what is the goal? Christ is our goal.
你不是得到别的东西，你把别的东西换成基督的时候，你结果既没有得到你要得到的，也没有得到神的自己。但是你得到神的自己，你就得到神的丰富。
So if we replace Christ, we will have nothing. And if we have Christ, we will have the abundance of God.
接力向着标杆跑。
Press on towards the goal.
保罗在哥林多书就告诉我们，他说啊，这个赛跑是有赛跑规则的。
And Paul tells us in a race there are rules.
这个规则在我们今天解释，那个叫人得重生的生命，也就是叫我们今天能够活着的生命，也是叫我们再从死里面可以复活的大能。
The what has originally saved us is also that we live our life and also what can give us resurrection.
是一个奖赏。
And that is a reward.
我们必须要跑。
We have to run.
向着标杆跑。
Towards the goal.
我们不能够懒，停顿下来。
We cannot stop.
既然是说到忘掉背后，努力面前。
And if as we're talking about forget what's behind and pressing forward what is in front of us.
当然，这里就说到我们的位置，站的位置在哪里。
It talks about our position, where we stand.
基督在前面，我们在跟随着基督，对不对
？And Christ is ahead in front of us, and we're following him.
我有一次，我们记得我刚刚得救没久，一个年长弟兄到我们来交通，我说祷告祷告，我说我们活着活着，好像主不在这里啊，不在我们前面。
And when I was first saved, I was sharing with a brother, and I said after prayer, I said God is not in front of us, He's not here.
这年长弟兄很有经验，他说你看看后面，他是不是你跑过基督去了，你跑到他前面去了。
And he said, did you turn around and look? Is he behind you? You're running in front of the Lord?
跟随我们的主是有一个顺序的。
There is an order to follow our Lord.
就我们的领受来说。
According to what we learn.
称义、成圣、得荣、被提。
It's justification, sanctification, glorification,And rapture.
在时间上来讲
in the timeline,
它是过去曾经救我们脱离那极大的死亡，现在在救我们，将来还要救我们。
And he saved us in the past from darkness, and he's saving us today, and he will save us in the future.
所以忘掉背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
So forget what is behind, but press forward to what is ahead.
保罗写到这里的时候，他在十五节、十六节的时候说了两句话。
And verse 15 and 16, Paul said,
你们中间凡是完全人，总要存这样的心。如果你在什么上存别样的心，神也以此指示你们。
He said, all of us who are mature should take such view of things, and if that's on some point you think differently, that too God will make clear to you.
然后我们到了什么地步，我们就照着什么地步去行。
And let us live up to what we have already attained.
这个存着这一个完全的心。
And to have a view of this mature thought.
弟兄翻得很好，是 mature。是 maturity, 是一个成熟，是个长进到达成熟的这一个心。你要存这个心，你不存这个心，神还是只是告诉你存这个心，你转来转去还是这个心，你一定是这个心，因为这是神的心意。
And it is God's will to for us to have a mature heart.
但是呢, 你要依照你一向所遵循的规矩向前走。
But you have to follow the rules to move ahead.
你去看看英文的翻译本就是这个意思。
And if you look at the translation in English, that's what it meant.
我们到了什么地步就当到什么地步行，就是我已经获得了这些attain的这些东西，然后我就按照这个已经获得的方式，这个路，然后继续的往前走。它不是叫你跑到别处去啊。And
it says that we need to live according to what we have attained, not to do whatever we want.
保罗在腓立比书 有三处讲到得着，在英文都是中文都是得着，但是原文在原来的意思不是这样。他在三章八节我们刚刚讲到，他要赢得基督，他要得着基督，但是他发现到我赢得基督是基督先赢得我。And
in the Philippians, there's three places that Paul talks about to attain, and in 3:8 it means to win Christ.
等到他到十二节的时候，他就说，那个基督所以得着我的是基督，所以他察觉了保罗的方法，被保罗发现，所以我们刚刚讲他要竭力追求得着那个得着保�로的那个方式，也是基督得着每一个人的方式。And
in verse 3:12, Paul discovered this method that Christ takes hold of Paul. So he pressed on to take hold of the method of the way that Christ took hold of Paul.
最后他讲到三章十四节，他还是要向着标杆跑，要得这个得也是 obtain 也是 attain 的这一个意思，得到在基督里面从上头召我们来的那个 prize 那个奖赏。
And in verse 14, chapter 3, it also talks about the press on towards the goal to gain and take hold. To attain the price that God had called heavenward from.
为什么要向着标杆跑？
So why do we have to run towards the goal?
为什么弟兄们，我不是以为我已经得着了？
It's because I do not consider myself already.
我们刚刚讲，今天在外面有很多的东西把我们带开，离开了基督的这一个目标。
There's a lot of things that distract us from this goal.
甚至于经历了基督的十字架，把十字架的苦难当作我们的夸耀。
Even to the point that even if we experience the cross, we take suffering to become the
glory. 基督是我们的夸耀, 基督的十字架是我们的夸耀。
The cross of Christ is our boast that we can boast.
另外我们弟兄刚刚带了我们宣召的经文是提摩太后书第四章。
And just now our brother led us to the verse that is the calling verse.
这是这一个从这个经纬线，从保罗的一生里面看到这个人，他那个美好的仗是怎么打，已经打完，到了最后的时候，他我当跑的路已经跑尽了，所幸的道我已经守住了，从此有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按照公义审判的主，到了那个日要赐给我的。 不但赐给我，也要赐给那凡爱慕他显现的人。And
it's Second Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. It says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，所以我们要追求长进的心，那个心态就是以基督的心为心。And
we have to pursue this to have the attitude of Christ.
我的目标一定要正确，这个目标永不改变。Goal
has to be accurate, and it should never change.
圣经里告诉我们，他是房角石。
The Bible tells us that
基督是
cornerstone，
但是他也是奠定石 topstone，
and he's also the capstone。
从头到尾都是基督，都是恩典。
From beginning to end, it's all Christ and it's his blessings。
但是这个房角石可以变成保罗、彼得的绊脚石。 为着是叫他得着基督。
But this cornerstone can become Paul or Peter's stumbling block.
这就是他上次我们交通十字架讨人厌的地方就没有了。
And that's the part that we shared last time about this, the things that about the cross that is that you don't like.
彼得的经历如此，保罗的经历如此，约翰的经历如此，每一个基督徒的经历都是如此，如此的被建造起来。
And the experience of Paul is the same. The experience of Peter is the same. The experience of John is the same. That's how they are built up.
就像 John 是一个补网的，是一个补上那个教会的缺口的，但是他仍然是这个执事，他自己也要学同样的功课，然后也交通同样的道路，告诉神的儿女。
John is a mender. He mends the net to cover all the holes in the church.
道路是不变的，目标也是不变的。
And this way doesn't change, and the goal doesn't change.
上次我交通我们一个朋友在日本，他那个日本的社长怎么教他孩子？如果你们还记得，就是在扫地。
And I don't know if you remember last time I shared about my friend in Japan, and he has his son sweeping the floor.
我们就跟他讲，哎呀，你这个孩子应该送到哈佛啊，送到那个最好的学校受栽培才对，你怎么跑这个扫地了
？And we said you should send your child to Harvard to be trained. Why do you ask him to sweep the floor?
他说我的企业有我企业的文化。
He said in my company there is my culture.
我的经营有我经营的理念跟我的策略。
My administration.That's my plan.
这个只有我知道。
Only I know about this.
但是我要训练他，先从他的心态，从他的态度学习起。
But I want to train him from his attitude. Start with his attitude.
我只是借这个故事，但是这件事情，我们的神在基督在他的心头里面，他所用基督来完成他的救赎。今天圣灵也是同只有他知道，只有用他的方法，用他一次而又完全交托我们的信这个方式来经营，来制作我们，来雕刻我们，好叫我们成为那一个他的荣耀的样式，有了他的性格。
And I'm only using this story to illustrate that how God uses Christ to perfect the salvation and uses this to finish the work, his work.
有一首诗歌我一直很喜欢唱，就是我的盼望，因为这个盼望叫我们得到力量，奔向标杆，这是诗歌讲的。他虽然我会软弱，我会犯罪，我会跌倒，这个犯罪当中不是讲过去没有信主前的犯罪，是偶尔犯的错误，但是他仍然觉得他的死父亲我的罪。
And there's a song that I really like to sing. It's called My Hope. And that even though we still have sinful nature, but his ransom will pay for our sins.
是基督给我勉励，帮助我奔走这个天路。
And it is Christ encouraging me to press on to walk this heavenly way.
是基督与我同在，叫我知他如同知我。
And it is Christ who is with me that allows me to know him.Because he knows me.
每天欢然服侍他前，在他座前赞美。
And every day we praise him before his throne.
我们如果跑得好好的，不要被别的东西吸引去，让我们接力奔跑，像个标杆。
If we are walking in his way, let's not go somewhere else. We can.Focus in towards the goal. May the Lord bless his will.